This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Congresswoman Jackie Walorski, Republican of Indiana, represents a key slice of the American manufacturing economy, RVs, mostly in Elkhart, Indiana, and surroundings. So she has been especially aware of and vocal about the trade war and its effects, including on this program a couple of times in the past couple of years. So we got her back on the phone ahead of the signing tomorrow. Congresswoman, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much.
So we had you on, a year and a half or so ago when this whole thing started, and you were not happy, I think is fair. as we sit here on the eve of a trade one deal and with USMCA making its way through the Congress, how you feeling?
Well, I think getting USMCA done is a huge victory for all of us, for the American farmer, for manufacturers, and, you know, just my district alone, because we lead in exports and we manufacture all kinds of things. You know, this is, it's good. It's good for America's, it's good for my district, and I am very, very pleased that this thing has moved through.
So you took the easy part of that answer because I gave you the opening, but let me get you to China specifically. We're here on the eve of a deal that we don't know what's in it. You were vociferously opposed to the way it was handled by the Trump administration and by Secretary Ross. Are you satisfied that it's going to do well for your district, one of the biggest manufacturing districts in this country?
Well, here's the thing. So, and I still am in the position that China's gotten away with unfair trade practices for so long. I will tell you this phase one agreement will make progress toward ending China's most egregious abuses, but it also provides some tariff relief. So this is welcome news for us, for, you know, my district, for farmers and for manufacturers. But I'm going to be very, very involved again with oversight in making sure at every step of the way that this actually works and that we are bringing the kind of relief that we're talking about and that we're holding China responsible. But I do think we're in the best possible position having gone through the USMCA process.
Do you know what's in it, the China deal? Have you seen the language?
You know, highlights, we know what highlights are, but as we found out with the USMCA, the devil's in the details. So I'll be 100% engaged in oversight and making sure that these details are understood ahead of time and that we're involved paving the way, making this fair again for American companies and for agriculture especially.
What's changed for American companies in your district? As I said, extremely heavily a manufacturing district. This has reconfigured a whole lot of supply chains and a whole lot of the way business works in manufacturing in this country. What's changed for your constituents?
Well, I'll tell you what. So, you know, we have been at the switch, making sure that this is fair, that the exclusion processes are fair. And obviously, we also went to the mat for the RV industry, the recreational vehicle industry that basically is headquartered in our district with thousands and thousands of workers. What we've learned through USMCA, the exclusion processes and those kinds of things has helped us better message and be very, very effective at being able to ask for different kinds of concessions from Secretary Ross. And so we also, as in my office, are in a stronger position to deal with this as well.
How can you be confident in enforcement and that things are going to turn out the way you want them when we don't want to know what's in it other than to have the president and Ambassador Lighthizer say, yes, we're going to have enforcement capabilities?
Well, I'll tell you again, USMCA was a great example of how do you get to enforcement? Well, you know what? You, as members of Congress, insist on it. You know, our job is to continue to press where we can press for accountability and transparency, but also to press and to stand in the gap there with Secretary Ross and demand, things to be right, fair, and, you know, equally treatment with what we see rolling out in this Chinese agreement.
Congresswoman Jackie Walorski, Republican of Indiana. Ma'am, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.